Research reinforces the importance of exercise managing mental health. University of South Australia researchers are calling for exercise to be a mainstay approach for managing depression, as a new study shows that physical activity is 1.5 times, repeat, 1.5 times more effective than counseling or the leading medications for improvement of mental health. That comes from at least the latest, a article out of the University of South Australia. And this reiterates and continues to reiterate the point of exercise's influence of our overall self-image, well-being, self-perception of ourselves, our confidence. And this article actually came out back in March, and I had it bookmarked. A lot of stuff I'm going to talk about on the podcast is just things that I've saved. I've toyed with the idea of calling this Check This Out, this podcast, because I'm constantly sending stuff to my friends, and I'm always like, hey, check this out. And that's why there's just a wide array of different things that I'm talking about in this podcast. So I personally have spent a lot of time working on my own mental health. It's something I want to continue to make a point and talk about, especially for men, and men, at least in the United States, that grow up more in the Midwest with the idea that a man is John Wayne, for example. We don't talk about our feelings. We keep it deep down. That's just not good for mental health. That's not good for producing and being a caretaker for your family, your friends, which ultimately I think is what makes a man the best that they can be, someone that can provide. And you can't do that unless you're taking care of yourself to begin with. And that's just a long history of men in my family that don't do such. Again, thinking more about others, and it's no fault to them. It's just, I want to change the narrative, but also a man's got to be a man. That's besides the point. Anyway, when I was doing my research on how I could be better about my mental health, it continually just started with just exercise. And it's just to the point, like if I pull up and you're watching, I just have a number of studies. So here's the initial article from this year. Here's another article, January of 2023, Role of Activity in Mental Health and Well-Being, a review. I believe this is the meta-analysis. Here's another one from the Mayo Clinic, Depression and Anxiety, Exercise Eases Symptoms. How does exercise help depression and anxiety? Well, regular exercise may help ease depression and anxiety by releasing feel-good endorphins, natural cannabis-like brain chemicals, endogenous cannabinoids, and other natural brain chemicals that can enhance your sense of well-being, taking your mind off worries. If you're working out, you're not thinking about different things, but also what I talked about earlier, gain confidence. Meeting exercise goals or challenges, even small ones, can boost your self-confidence. Getting in shape can also make you feel better about your appearance. Get more social interaction. Exercise and physical activity may give you the chance to meet or socialize with others. Just exchanging a friendly smile or greeting as you walk around your neighborhood can help your mood cope in a healthy way. Doing something positive to manage depression and anxiety is a healthy coping strategy. Trying to feel better is by drinking alcohol, dwelling on how you feel, or hoping depression or anxiety will go away on its own can lead to worsening symptoms. Another article from October 2014, now we're going some time back. The results and conclusions showed that exercise was effective in terms of helping the rehabilitation for mild to moderate. That's an important note that we'll talk about in a bit. Here's an effect of just running therapy. One of the things I experienced when I was doing my Ironman training was that my mental health was continuing to improve. Now, there was a plateau and then a detriment to my mental health when it came to terms of how much time I was spending doing the training, but it was getting me outside. I was getting sun. I was keeping my mind off things for a lot of my runs. I was not using any sort of audio equipment to listen to music or podcasts. I was just kind of in a meditative state, and that really improved my mental health. Again, to a certain point when I was putting in 15, 20 hours towards the closer of the half Ironman I did, it started becoming a detriment. Antidepressants or running therapy, the results of this, I believe, conclusions. While interventions had comparable effects on mental health, running therapy outperformed antidepressants on physical health due to both larger improvements in the running therapy group as well as larger deterioration in the antidepressant group. This was another article from May of 2023. And I like to show two sides of an argument when I'm presenting any sort of facts on this podcast or on my channel. But there just isn't any to show when it comes to mild or moderate depression. All of the research that I've done when it comes to, and again, I'm not a mental health professional. This is my own personal, quote unquote, research, you know, simply pulling articles, not necessarily doing the peer review and the underlying due diligence of the resourcing and all that stuff can not really lend itself to be complete research. But there hasn't been anything against what has been found in terms of exercise. The University of South Australia was just like the latest one that I remember coming to the forefront as far as putting a number to it, 1.5 times more effective according to their studies. And there's nothing to the opposite to say that it isn't what works for mild to low, mild to moderate depression. Somewhere in here, I believe, let's see. Our review shows that physical activity interventions can significantly reduce symptoms of depression, anxiety in all clinical populations, with some groups showing even greater signs of improvement. The main point of this, though, if I can find the actual article, yeah, I'm pulling it up right now, was, here we go. It was this conclusion in relevance. This study from the University of South Australia, published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, stated physical activity is highly beneficial for improving symptoms of depression, anxiety, and distress across a wide range of adult populations, including the general population, people with diagnosed mental health disorders, and people with chronic disease. Physical activity should be a mainstay approach in the management of depression, anxiety, and psychological stress. There does become a bit of an issue. A lot of these studies repetitively talk about that if you're depressed, if you have anxiety, getting the motivation to even work out is the number one and largest obstacle to overcome. But once you can get these individuals into some sort of exercise program, that's when it reduces for mild to moderate. The article also goes in that it is not widely accepted for exercise to be an initial treatment. First off, before doing any of the medication, this study is talking about we should really evaluate the person's lifestyle, what their diet is like and how that's attributing to their mental health and their anxiety. And then if they lack enough physical exercise, let's make that the initial treatment before we start medicating people. There's a lot of studies show that we're just over-medicated. It's leading to potential generational health problems. The problem with that is correlation does not meet causation. So just because there's certain things that are becoming more prevalent in society doesn't necessarily mean it's the result of the over-medicating of society. So that becomes kind of an issue. I think if you're an individual such as myself that is dealing with mental health, the first treatment for yourself is get outside, get moving, increase your exercise, increase those heartbeats, and see what goes away. And then what's left over then becomes treated through other means. Like for me, I have always been somewhat of a healthy person, but I've adapted that even that physical fitness regimen that I was going after where I was doing more bodybuilding style, then went towards like more CrossFit, getting my heart rate up, and then towards more running and figuring out what that balance is for my optimal mental health. And then outside of that, when I'm dealing with everything else, comes the meditation, comes the therapy, comes the journaling. So now I can really narrow down what's left over that isn't treatable through exercise. I'm all for more people being more physically fit. I don't think anyone's ever regretted being healthier in that facet. And just the fact that the University of South Australia is saying that it's 1.5 times more effective than counseling or the leading medications is just another arrow in the quiver of exercise being better than a lot of treatments. So thought I'd share that. Thanks again for listening and for watching. Hit that subscribe button and let me know your thoughts, how you're dealing with your own mental health, and any other topics to explore or talk about. I'm all ears, and thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.